You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this TGIF Friday edition of the show. Friday, March 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, downtown Madison, world headquarters of Civic Media. Sun's out, guns out. I haven't got too big of guns. So anyway, but it's a beautiful day, Summers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day for a neighbor.
It sure is.
We didn't even discuss that, by the way, last hour, the newsy news. Republicans trying to cut more funding for public broadcasting.
They sure are. Goodbye, Sesame Street.
Mr. Rogers in particular and Sesame Street. But hopefully they will not be successful because a lot of good work is done there. On this hour, coming up this hour, we're going to give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets in just a moment. So stay tuned for that. I'll give you the magic word, the secret word to text in. Also talking about tattoos and piercings coming up here on What's Worse. And our old friend Peter Rapine stops by at the end of the hour with a humorous look at the week in review and to share a drink. Well, at least the humorous week in review. I want to catch up, clean up in aisle 2 on the phone calls. Our old friend Whistler from out in the Driftless, listening on WRCE. Whistler, last hour we were talking about Elon Musk, who was saying he was coming to Wisconsin to buy some votes, have a rally in Wisconsin on Sunday. But after some folks pointed out that might be a little illegal, giving away million-dollar checks, he has since taken that down. And then he goes on to call, we played the cut from a day or two ago, him calling Senator Mark Kelly, a United States decorated veteran and astronaut from NASA, a traitor because of Kelly's support to Ukraine. What do you got, Whistler?
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd. I've been following our space program since its inception. And for somebody like Leon, whatever the hell his name is, Musk, saying that Senator Kelly is a traitor to our country. I being a veteran, I'm really, really, really upset.
Yeah.
And there's no freaking way that he should even come to Wisconsin. Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Something else here is, all right, my granddaughter, she's 18. She wants to buy a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what she wants to buy?
A Tesla.
Not a new car, but, you know.
Yeah.
She wants to buy a Tesla.
Right? Not, look, I mean, I know people that have Teslas. They tell me, I mean, I've ridden in one, I've driven one, and they're an electric vehicle. They're clean. But, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
But, yeah. You know, this is just getting insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So I don't have any tattoos either.
Okay. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Thank you. 855-752-4842. Mary Wauwatosa calling back. Mary, quickly, if you can, please, what do you got?
Oh, yeah. So my question, Todd, you know, we're all hearing ad nauseum about the money in the elections. And beyond the benefits the candidates in their campaigns, some entities are taking in the cash. So I'm wondering who the big benefactors are. We're all receiving the oversized mailers, which could be costly.
Mm.
But is the majority of money going to media?
Yeah, most of it is.
Idea.
Most of it is. And, I mean, if you listen to Civic Media at all, you know that obviously this company is benefiting to some degree, not as much as television. Television ads are much more expensive, much more prevalent. As a former campaigner, FLAC, I will tell you that, I mean, I haven't broken it all down specifically, just based on my experience and what I see and what I know, I would say the biggest beneficiaries are Wisconsin television stations and also some in Minnesota and maybe Iowa. Because in order to get the western part of Wisconsin, you have to buy television in the Twin Cities and Dubuque. So it's the television stations, it's the radio stations, to a lesser degree, the newspapers, and then the direct mail companies. And most of the direct mail companies are not in Wisconsin, not based in Wisconsin for either party. So those are the big beneficiaries.
And they don't want to see this end. Yeah, they don't want to see this end.
No.
They're the benefactors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mary. All right, it's 11 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. Here we go. Time once again to play Civic Media's Break Into Spring Text to Win contest. Here we go.
Waiting for the sun.
We've been waiting. We've got it. We've got sun. We've got trivia. Not trivia. Sorry. It's a text to win contest. You don't have to answer anything. Just text in. And some days we've given away $100 in cash. What happens is whoever wins, Zomers drives the $100 bill out to you. No, that's not how it works.
And I put it in my pocket in my swim trunks. I go take a dip. I make sure it's nice and wet and that I am as well. And slip it on under your door in a puddle of water.
Wouldn't that be a picture? No, that's not what happens. We send you whatever. It's like a card or something. We send you for $100. And then some days we give away a beautiful prize package to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. But today, just for the people that enter this hour, somebody will win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets in the club level seats. These are the nice ones, right below the skyboxes. You can go right behind the seats, have bathrooms just for that small section, air conditioned if it's hot, your own concessions, and they're the nice concessions. Sure, you can get a hot dog. I do. But there's like pulled pork and beef and chicken and a foot massage. Maybe not.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not the foot massage, but everything else is true. So today we're giving away the tickets for the Brewers, and then everybody gets entered in to win the grand prize after next Friday, which is the Verlo mattress set with a bamboo steamer. No, bamboo sheets are a part of that. It's a lovely, lovely package to help you bounce break into spring. All right, here we go. The word, and by the way, you have to text it in on the Civic Media app. Open the app. First, download it. If you don't have it, open it. Click on the first one of the first 11 stations. Lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. Now text me the following word. The word this hour is park. The word is park. P-A-R-K. Make sure you put your car in park.
Todd should be more careful when he parks, but it's only park with no S.
Yes, there's no S. There's no S. When I park in Green Bay, sometimes I'll get a ticket. Park, P-A-R-K. Also, my friends Jonathan Allison, their youngest child, name is Parker. But often we call him Park. So think park. P-A-R-K. Not Jocelyn, not Janelle, not Lauren, but Park, P-A-R-K. Text the word Park right now, and you're entered in to win the two Brewer tickets this hour. Somebody's going to win two Brewers tickets, and then you get put in for the grand prize of the Verlo mattress set. And who, again, you're out hiking in nice weather like this, 70 degrees. You want to go home and you want to relax, rest. You don't want a bumpy mattress. You want a nice, warm, cozy mattress. The kind they sell at Verlo. Stop on down. They'll set you up. You can try one out. Verlo mattress in a community near you. That's pretty good off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But we appreciate them. You know, our great sponsors, you appreciate them. You want to give them a shout out. So anyway, hopefully, and by the way, be with us on Monday. We got Dan Schaefer, who's going to help us recombobulate on the election the next day. And then we're all on Monday. Zomers, help me remember. On Monday, we're going to give away two tickets to Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. The film is part of the Wisconsin Film Festival coming up next weekend here in Madison. And the movie is going to be shown on UW campus as a part of the Wisconsin Film Festival on Friday night. Join Zomers and I We'll give you a chance to. And by the way, just so everybody, because people hear this, they, well, why does Todd get free tickets? So we don't get to. I bought them myself. This is out of Todd's pocket. It's my gift to you, my listening audience. So be with us on Monday. Somebody's going to win two tickets to join Zomers and I at Just a Bit Outside. And on Friday of next week, we've got Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, the producers and director, respectively, going to be right here sitting with me in the studio talking about the film. So I cannot wait for that.
I am looking forward to that. L.A. Tom also comments on YouTube. Yes. You know, Todd is funny with the trivia thing. Maybe he should have his own trivia game since he wants to do it so badly. Maybe just for the Just a Bit Outside tickets.
Tom, you read our mind. You read our mind, my friend. That's exactly what we're going to have. Some trivia about otters.
About otters?
Not a twink, not a bear, but an otter. Did we talk about this or did somebody else? I think Jane talked about it. A couple of otters got away. They got out of their cage up in Green Bay.
Yeah, and then we were going to talk about it, but she already did. So we just made a quick joke and moved on.
A couple of otters got out of their cages in Green Bay. Also, in unrelated news, two zoo animals escaped. All right. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Text in the word, I almost said otter. Text in the word park, P-A-R-K. That's the word, park, P-A-R-K. Just Dave watching on YouTube says, all right, I'm playing. If I don't win, I'm throwing chairs. Shout out to Bob Knight. All right, very good. No, text the word park, P-A-R-K, right now. And you could win, if you're chosen at random, two Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Should we wait till we come back to open up the thing for what's worse? Or should we open up before?
We've got a minute and a half, so.
All right, let's open it up. Let's do it again. Here we go. What's worse? Time once again for What's Worse. Your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations of the Civic Media Radio News Sports Talk Network. Your opinion matters to us, and timely indeed. And you know, What's Worse is always a humorous thing. We try to make it a little bit light. And this one is as well. But after the bottom of the hour, we're going to get into a very serious story about tattoos, having to do with Trump suspending habeas corpus and, you know, just that little thing of going against the U.S. Constitution. But so timely indeed. What's worse, tattoos and piercings or complaining about tattoos and piercings? What's worse, tattoos and piercings or complaining about tattoos and piercings? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour on a Friday, March 28th. What did you dial up there in Zomers?
White Liar by Miranda Lambert. Todd told us we're going to do a story about the tattoos. That's not true.
I know. And I said this off the air. I have not had one drop to drink. I am on zero medication today. I've had coffee and a biscuit. That's all. That's all I've had.
Maybe that's the problem. You need more than the biscuit.
I don't know what I need. I've lost track. Here, you understand, there was a time on this network when they said, Todd, can you do 3 hours? We need 3 hours. I said, all right, fine. We'll be a team. We'll do three. And there were days when I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about in hour three. And now, you understand, I've got enough stuff here to do 4 hours a day.
There's just so much.
There's so much,
now.
And there's no time to do it. We have Peter Rapine coming on at 1:30. I've been saying all 2 hours. And I forgot about that. And that's why I promoted this story on tattoos. And it's a really, when I say great, I mean important story. So we'll talk about it on Monday. But it was in Mother Jones, if you want to look it up, a story by Noah Lannard and Isabella Diaz. It's heartbreaking having to do with tattoos. And I'll tell you just a little bit about it. There was a guy, Arturo Suarez, who came here from Venezuela legally, 33 years old, had a restaurant in a job at a restaurant. Anyway, he got caught up in this whole Trump dragnet thing. And the reason they plucked him out the street is because he has a tattoo, an autism tattoo, in support for his younger brother who has autism. And when he told the ICE people that swept him up, they said, oh, okay, all right, you're clean. But they didn't let him go. And they put him on one of those planes to El Salvador, which is tantamount to a dog kennel for humans. And this guy is down there now in this prison in El Salvador because he had an autism tattoo and because he's Latino. This is sick.
Extremely.
And people, you're defending criminals. Now, I understand there are people out there that this will really, really piss off. But here's the fact, Jack. In this country, under the United States Bill of Rights and Constitution, there's something called habeas corpus, due process, and it ensures everybody on U.S. soil that right, that you can't just be plucked off the street by law enforcement or by the government without charges. You have a right to appear before a judge. You have a right to an attorney. You have a right to due process and to clear yourself. And the fact that Donald Trump is ignoring all of that and challenging the courts and threatening impeachment of a judge because he doesn't like the judge following the Constitution is a constitutional crisis. Has very little, if anything, to do about the charges against the people or the people themselves. It has everything to do with adhering to the United States Constitution. Because if you don't follow that for a few people, then everybody's at risk. And they could just start making up crap about why they pluck people off the street. So we'll talk about that on Monday. 855-752-4842. Greg in Waukesha, listening to WAUK. Tattoos and piercings or complaining about tattoos and piercings? What's worse?
Well, I do a lot of volunteering at Carroll University. I also work there as my job. I'm constantly working, encouraging students to get tattoos. I cannot, because I have a blood issue, but I'm like an angsty teenager in a 47-year-old's body. I don't even if I had my choice, I'd get approximately 12 to 15 tattoos. I don't even know if that's a thing that people usually do, but I'd have my arms, you know, tatted up, as they say. And the funny part about it is, Todd, I can't even see the tattoos. So I wouldn't be able to gain any enjoyment. I would just get tattoos because, again, I'm an angsty teenager in a 47-year-old's body.
Yeah, I'm always appreciate the listenership, Greg.
Yeah, it's a form of expression.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you're voting for complaining about tattoos and piercings. All right, thanks, Greg. Got to go quickly to get everybody in. 855-752-4842. Quick answer, Ollie, Northwoods. Ollie, tattoos or piercings or complaining about tattoos and piercings? What's worse?
Well, as you say, Todd, timely indeed.
Yeah.
Just remember that when you get a tattoo, time takes a toll on all of our bodies. And You want to remember what it's going to look like and where it's going to droop as time goes on.
That's a great point, Ollie. Appreciate it. Yes. I had a great uncle that said the same thing one time. 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening on in Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, tattoos and piercings or complaining about tattoos and piercings? What's worse?
Well, I don't believe in either one, but I'm one of these who I believe a person's body is their own, and if they want to, you know, mess up their body with those kinds of things, I guess I say more power to them, but definitely not for me. So I would say, I guess, complaining about them. So.
All right. That sounds good. Have a great weekend, Cindy. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Zomers, tattoos and piercings, or complaining about tattoos and piercings? What's worse?
Complaining is definitely worse. Now, if you're an extreme body mod person, like I don't know if you're aware of the Black Alien. It's a guy who got
what?
Like,
what's that?
It's some guy who got, he just has crazy body mods to make him look completely inhuman and tattooed like full blackout on most of his skin.
Really?
Like that's
overdone.
I understand complaining about that.
Yeah.
But the average person's tattoos and piercings, come on. Like
yeah.
It just let people do what they want.
Yeah. I would largely say I agree with you that the complaining about tattoos and piercings is worse. I do think there's, I mean, I work for different companies where it said if you have, you can't have any facial tattoos, you know, that all the tattoos have to be able to be covered up, you know, to maintain the company standards or whatever. But yeah, by and large, let people express themselves to a large degree. All right. For those that didn't, we didn't get to you, we appreciate you calling in. Got to make way for Peter Rapine from EPOM's World, who is in next with a week in review. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text the word PARK, P-A-R-K, right now on the app to win $100.
Three tickets.
Oh, yeah. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Before we introduce our next guest, once again, I messed up the show today. I don't know what it is today, Zomers. But right before the break, I misspoke and said that the hourly prize on our Text to Win contest is $100. That's not true. It was yesterday. Today, it's two Brewers tickets.
To be fair, the last 3 days were $100. So you got into a pattern.
I got into a pattern. So no, today we're giving away two Milwaukee Brewer tickets to see the game in our beautiful club level seats right below the sky boxes. They're nice and cushioned. You can see right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. You have your own bathrooms for that section right behind the seats. There is wonderful concessions and air conditioning. All you have to do to be eligible is text the word PARK, P-A-R-K, as in South Park. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, and you're eligible to win not just that, but also a beautiful mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So text it right now. The word is PARK, P-A-R-K, right
now.
You
know the best part about the contest?
What's that?
It's statewide.
Oh, that's right. It's statewide. You know who is nationwide is EPOM's World and the managing editor thereof, Mr. Peter Rapine. He joins us every other Friday to give us a laugh, to give us a giggle. I'm not sure, Rapine. I'm already pretty ginned up. He is here with another humorous look at the week in review. Mr. Rapine, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. I guess it's the weather. It's the nice weather. And then we turn on, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, the like, Rapine is freshly shaved. He's ready for the spring. You look like a kid.
Yeah, I feel like I could get grounded at any moment.
That's right. Peter, you're grounded. Please go to your room. Did you get grounded
right,
as a kid?
See you guys. Yeah, no, a fair amount. Yeah, I think I deserved it. My parents never grounded me for reasons where I did not deserve it.
Oh, really?
So if I knew I was going to get in trouble, I like went over the line.
You just went all in.
I went all in. Yeah.
All right.
But then I learned to tread the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a pretty chill dude now.
I think so.
All right, Peter. And for those that have not joined us before, EPOM's World, all these stories that we're going to talk through are on EPOMsWorld.com. You and your staff go through this. These are not fictional. This is not made up. These are real and actual humans doing real and actual stupid things.
Yes. And this week was kind of tough to find some stories, just because most of the stories out there are not funny and are very serious. So we looked far and wide, and I think we have some good ones for you. The first two, however, are very closely related, so we'll talk about those together.
Let's jump in. Reads, all right, first headline, here we go.
Congressperson spends hearing watching Netflix instead of paying attention.
Congress spends hearing watching Netflix of paying attention. please explain. Instead of paying attention. Go ahead.
Instead of paying attention. Yeah. So a Colorado rep, a guy named Chad Clifford, was filmed watching Netflix on his phone while Colorado had a debate on gun control, which, if you want to give him leeway, you could probably imagine which way he would vote, and he probably knew which way he was going to vote before the hearing even started. Mm-hmm. So he's probably thinking this is a great time to get caught up on the new season of whatever is on Netflix. I don't do Netflix.
White
really
Lotus.
Know.
He was streaming White Lotus on the floor. I don't know.
That's HBO.
Oh, okay. Do you watch that?
No, I haven't seen this season. I watched the other seasons. I'm not.
It's getting
TV
very
salt,
very saucy this year. I heard there's a big.
That's what I've heard.
It's a big incest line. Yeah. But anyway, I'm serious about this. It's all kinds of controversy. Patrick Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid is involved in this. On the show, it's fictional. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Back to the lawmaker watching his phone during a debate. Go ahead.
Well, our second headline, which was a follow-up to this one, is another lawmaker during the same hearing was caught coloring on her iPad.
Senator was caught coloring during a gun control debate. Explain. And this is the same hearing.
It's the same hearing, and the video is taken from, like, the balcony, the second-story balcony. Both of the videos are. And so you see him in the first video kind of, like, lunched over with his, like, legs crossed. He has his phone turned sideways, and, you know, you can see, like, the Netflix logo kind of pop up, and then his show starts. But her, the second video, Rep. Amy Pascal, she has her big iPad just on her desk, and she's openly coloring.
I'm watching this right now. People should go to E-Bombs World and look this up. This is nearly unbelievable, but here's the video. You're right. She's coloring, quote unquote, with her finger on an iPad, an oversized one.
And we'll have the specific, all the stories are linked in the podcast description.
All right, very good. What's going on in Colorado? I
mean, who knows? Yeah. I mean, obviously the joke is that, like, you're right, politics nowadays or Congress is more of just like a geriatrics home more than it is anything else. But when you have videos of people watching TV and coloring during hearings, I don't think it gives confidence to most of us.
No,
who
I don't. That's not what they're being
paid
for.
Don't get to color and watch TV at work.
No. L.A. Tom watching on YouTube says pot brownies.
Maybe. For you? Is that you, Todd?
Well, no. As I said, I've had nothing today, but maybe these people, these legislators in the legislators in Colorado, you know, out there it's all legal. Maybe they popped a gummy before they went on the floor. They're like, you know.
I mean, the credit of the woman coloring, it does look like a nice photo.
She's doing
she's
a very
put
nice
a lot
job.
Of work.
Right.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. She's just not doing her actual job.
I don't know these days, but when I worked for a state senator in Wisconsin, the Senate rules specifically said that you could not have any electronic devices on the floor during debate.
Now I feel like you have to, though. Have to let people have it.
I don't know. I don't.
Did you guys talk about this RFK thing about getting phones out of schools?
No.
Well, his whole push is he wants to remove phones from schools. And instead of just kind of stopping there, because I think most people realize that that's a reasonable, rational thing to do, he claimed that it's because the Wi-Fi that phones emit, like, ruin kids' DNA.
So said the worm in RFK Jr.'s brain.
It's like, he had a great idea. Let's get phones out of schools. Everyone... Right. good, okay. But then he didn't stop. He kept going.
Our colleague Jane Matt Nair is listening, and she says, brownies? We should get brownies. They don't provide those for us at Civic Media. I don't know why. All right, Peter Ray Pine from EPOM's World. Next headline.
All right, I think we might have some audio for this, but I'll set it up. Teacher tries to convince students slaves weren't paid.
What?
But they aren't buying it.
Teacher tries to convince students slaves weren't paid, but they aren't buying it. Good Lord, explain.
Kind of self-explanatory, I hope. But it's a woman filming herself teaching what sounds like a bunch of first graders, second graders. They can't be older than 10. And she's, saying, no, slaves weren't paid. And literally the entire class is like, yes, they were. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
No. What grade is this again?
I'm not 100% sure, but they're pretty young. It must be elementary school.
So these are elementary school kids who in today's world believed that slaves in this country were paid.
And it is even better when you hear the debate.
Oh, good Lord. All right, Zommers, roll it. Here's the video from E-Bomb's World.
Did not get paid.
No, they didn't.
No, they did not. Slaves did not get paid. No, honey, there's no slaves that can get paid now. That's not a thing. And not house slaves. Yes, they washed dishes, but they didn't get paid. That's not, I don't have to prove you wrong. Slaves did not get paid. That's why they're called slaves. They were forced to.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible, Peter. And we wonder why people vote the way they do.
I think the craziest part is when one kid is like, yes, they do. And she has to be like, no, okay, first of all, there aren't slaves here anymore.
Right,
Second of all, they did not get paid.
I mean, and we say this a lot, right, in the society. We say, well, kids say the darndest things, but where do kids get that, right? At home.
Yeah. I mean, she basically says, like, the very point of a slave is that you don't pay them.
Right.
So by definition, they can't be. But based off of the last thing I said about getting phones out of schools, I think this could be the only workaround is teachers filming their kids, their students, who clearly have not been properly educated and hopefully get the education.
And yeah, you can't.
That teachers are trying to give them.
You can't see the kids. I mean, I'm sure there are laws. You couldn't post videos of the kids. But just by the way they're talking and whatever, I don't think this was kindergartners. I think this was like third, fourth, fifth graders. That's disturbing. All right, Peter. Moving on. Next headline, Peter Rapine at EPOM's World.
This one's a little more funny. Someone keeps shining penis-shaped laser pointers at tourists visiting the Trevi Fountain in Rome.
And before we started, you knew it was going to be a good segment when Zommers says we can't say one of the words in that headline. So being very careful, I'll say what we can say. Someone keeps shining penis-shaped laser pointers at tourists visiting the Trevi Fountain in Rome. Go ahead.
There's a clip of three women sitting on the Trevi Fountain. And if you've ever been to the Trevi Fountain, you know it's jammed in the daytime from, 10 a.m.
Wait a minute.
To 6 p.m.
Have you been to the Trevi Fountain?
I have, yeah. I have.
Oh, Lexi, we've all been to the Trevi Fountain.
I mean, it's one of the most popular places in Rome, and Rome's I assume a lot of people listening have probably been.
Well, I have not, but go ahead.
wah, wah.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
But these three women are posing at nighttime, and someone has, laser pointer with a penis attachment on it. And so they're trying to take a nice photo, and there's a glowing red penis on this woman's face, and another woman sitting next to her has a glowing green penis on her chest. Needless to say, they did not appreciate the gag.
I'm sure they didn't. But the seventh grade humorist in me does find it somewhat funny.
It is. It's silly. Clearly, there's some guy who lives in an apartment overlooking the Trevi Fountain who bought it online and is like, this is going to be great. This is what we're doing every Friday night from now on. Cracking a beer and annoying tourists.
And you've got the video here to prove it. attached to the story. So the people are just
the video to prove it.
Sitting there minding their own business, trying to take photos in front of the Trevi Fountain, which, of course, everybody's been to. And there's suddenly a penis appears on their body.
This one's more visual. I'm not sure they say anything too great. They just kind of get, they scoff and walk away. But funny. The 13-year-old in me laughs. And this would be something I would do deservedly to get grounded.
Yeah, we were talking before we went on the show. Did we ever get grounded? And yeah. All right. Very good. Next headline, Peter. We got about 2 minutes before the break.
Okay. Man tries to get out of hitting someone with his car because he's the homeowners association president.
Man tries to get out of trying to hit someone with his car because he is the homeowner association president. Do explain.
Basically, there was a car accident in a suburb in an unnamed city. We don't know exactly where it is. The man who was accused of hitting the other car is being filmed. And his excuse is that he's the HOA president and he can do whatever he wants. And you can't film him. And him saying it is way funnier than I could possibly make.
All right, here we go. Here's the guy on the video. Let's go.
I know what I'm doing. Check out. I'm getting airplay also, sir. You tried to hit him with your car and you put your hands on him.
I am the HOA president.
It doesn't
We've
matter.
Had
you can't put your hands on people.
So many
you can't put
folks.
Your hands on people.
You put your hands on me?
I didn't. You tried to hurt her. You put your hands on her. She has a red mark on her arm.
Listen, guys, both of you.
Right. Put your
okay,
feet.
Let's be reasonable for a second.
You're going to jail.
Okay, good.
You put your hands on her.
Let's be reasonable.
Okay, I'll wait right here.
The funny part to me is this guy is dressed like every senior citizen I knew in Naples, Florida. He's got like the white pants and the coral seafoam green shirt and then the white vest on over it with the glasses on his forehead. Come on back more after this on the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our stations you're listening to. A check of weather. It is beautiful now, 70 degrees in many parts of Wisconsin, but those listening in the northern part of Wisconsin say a Black River Falls north up to the Chippewa Valley, up to Amory area, Hayward, over to Wausau. Some of you folks may experience some severe weather later on this afternoon and tonight as this front moves through, so just be aware of that. And then by the end of the weekend, the severe weather threat moves down southeast, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha. So keep it here all weekend long, an eye to the sky. But in the meantime, enjoy the great weather. And then coming up after us today, it is John and Gordy in the afternoon. That's right. You hear him here in Madison every morning from 6 until 8. They're filling in for Maggie this week. Join John and Gordy after us. And then it's Dom Selvia and then Pete Schwabba. Very happy birthday to our friend Pete Schwabba of Nightlight, who is 29 once again this year. It's his anniversary of his 29th birthday. Pete Schwabba, we appreciate you and happy birthday. Have a great day, my friend. Pete's in at 6 o'clock right now. The managing editor of E-Bombs World, the wonderful, the lovely, the talented Peter Rapine, freshly shaven for spring with actual headlines of actual stupid people here at E-Bombs World. Peter, next headline.
All right, before we get into this one, I just want to ask you guys a question.
Please.
Have either of you experienced an AI drive-through, like an AI voice at a Wendy's, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, any of those?
No, I have not. Well, no. When it comes on, it says, "Hello, will you be using the McDonald's app?" or whatever that is.
But that's just a recording, though. They don't have an actual AI, at least not around here yet.
Okay, all right. So I guess kind of, sort of. Go ahead.
So these are being rolled out. It seems like Wendy's has more than McDonald's or KFC's, and people are fighting back against them. So our headline reads, which is, I think, the right thing to do.
Yeah.
We should fight against them when we encounter them.
Yes.
People are breaking AI drive-thrus with ridiculous orders.
People are breaking AI, artificial intelligence, drive-thrus with ridiculous orders. Go ahead.
And we have two really great audios for this one. The first one is a reference to the Netflix comedy show, I Think You Should Leave, where in one of the episodes, Tim Robbins, who is incredibly hilarious, orders 55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 of everything. So someone takes this and they use it to break the the AI drive-through voice order.
Here is Americans fighting back against AI at drive-throughs.
What would you like?
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 tacos, 55 pies, 55 Cokes, 100 tater tots, 100 pizzas, 100 tenders, 100 meatballs, 100 coffees, 55 wings, 55 shakes, 55 patties, 55 pastas, 55 peppers, and 155 taters.
Can I take the order?
Sorry. Yeah, I'll just come in. Thanks.
That's delicious.
He immediately bypasses it. Yeah, the real person immediately has to pick up the phone right now.
And companies are doing this to replace humans because, like, well, you know, they don't get sick. We don't have to pay them. Once we invest in the AI, they don't ask for raises. They're not unionized. But, I mean, it's taken high school kids or other people's jobs away from doing this. And who wants to give an order to a computer?
Exactly. And they clearly also need humans
right,
to make the food and to, like, clothes and everything else. So, like, yeah, I think we have one more.
All right. Very good. Here we go.
Welcome to Wendy's. What would you like?
My beautiful Wendy's AI. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today?
Oh, you're so cute. It's always so nice hearing from you. Always so polite. I love it.
Thank you for your kind words. What can I get for you
come
today?
On. Don't gas me up like that. You're doing too much, huh? I think I'm going to go with a...
What can I get for you today?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Can I steal a small lemonade?
Can I get you anything else today?
You like recommend anything good or no?
Our new breakfast sandwiches are very popular. Ooh. Would you like to try one?
Are you still doing breakfast right now?
Yes, we are still serving breakfast.
Ooh. I'll do a sausage.
Would you like to make that a combo?
No, thank you.
Would you like anything else?
What do you think about the Drake Kendrick beef? You have anything on that or no?
I don't have any information on that. Would you like to place your order?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. That's really good.
Next time you're at a Wendy's and it's taking longer than it should, the guy in front of you is probably flirting with the AI system.
Right? Think about if you're the person behind that guy. You're like, make your damn order, move on.
But I think it's so funny that he doesn't necessarily break that one. He just kind of wastes its time, and she engages, or the voice engages. She's like, oh, thank you for the kind words.
How was your day?
How was your day?
The computer doesn't care. Yeah.
This is what sticking it to the man looks like in 2025.
Oh my God, I love it. All right, what's next, Ray Pine?
All right, last one of the week, and it's a banger.
All right.
Woman gets caught trying to sell two human toes she found in dog vomit.
Woman gets caught trying to sell two human toes she found in dog vomit. All right, explain.
Well, this one we also have audio for. Let's do the audio and then we'll talk.
All right, here's the audio.
At a shelter in the Yarra Ranges when a dog vomited up two toes and other human remains last year. The dog was surrendered to the shelter after the death of his owner, whose name is suppressed. The mother of five has since admitted to putting the body parts into a jar with the intention of selling them on the black market. She told her daughter she could get about $400 for the toes. A tip-off led police to her home in February last year.
All right, we got to cut it off. We're up against the clock, Ray Pine. That's real. Somebody tries to sell
these? Pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, my God. You've done it again. Thanks, Ray Pine. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Text the word PARK, P-A-R-K, right now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.